It was fine and sunny next morning, a perfect spring day. Damag allowed Gribble to dress him in his splendid armour, choosing a cloak that did not have dagger slits in it, draped it loosely across one shoulder, and strolled out to the woodland's edge. The entire rapscallion army was marshalled there, awaiting him, each beast fully armed and ready to march, their faces painted bright red. The face paint served a double purpose. It instilled fear into those they chose to attack and marked them so that they would not strike one under the down in the heat of battle. Damag took up position on a knoll, where he could be seen and heard. Whipping out the sword that was his symbol of office, he shouted,
"Rapscallions! Are you well rested and well fed?"
A roar of assent greeted him.
"Aye, lord! Aye!"
He smiled approvingly. Now his horde looked like true rapscallions. They bore little resemblance to the cringing vermin who had wintered on the cold shores after their defeat at Salamandastron. Damag yelled another question at them.
"And are you ready to conquer and slay with me as your first blade?"
Again the wild roars of agreement echoed in his ears. He waited until they died down before saying,
"Bring out the prisoners!"
Over a single drumbeat, the rattle of chains could be heard. Covered in wounds from the beatings they had received, three pitiful figures, chained together at neck and paw, were led forward. It was Borum, Vendace, and Lugworm, stumbling painfully against one another as they staggered to stay upright. Spear butts knocked them down on all fours in front of Damag, and the vast crowd of rapscallions pressed forward to hear Damag's pronouncement.
"Let these three wretches serve as a lesson to any beast who thinks Damag Warfang is a fool. They are cowards and traitors, but I'm not going to order them slain. No, I will give them a chance to show us all that they are warriors. At the first opportunity of battle, these three will lead the charge, their only weapons being the chains they wear. Those chains will stay on them, binding them together until death releases them. They will march, eat, and sleep all their lives in chains. Let no beast feed them or comfort them in any way. I am first blade of all rapscallions. I have spoken."
The three prisoners were made to kneel facing Damag and thank him for sparing their lives. When they had finished, he swept contemptuously by them, waving his sword at two random vermin. He rapped out,
"You there, and you, come here."
Sneezeworth nudged his companion, Louseworth.
"Get up there, thickhead. Lord Damag pointed at you, not me."